It is 7:51 right now, Aixa and Salvador with Salt and Saker on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Let's check out your roads, and then we'll have a conversation with OC Bush, that's Moverneen, who was the owner of the dog that she found missing and subsequently found. Let's leave it at that. Hold that thought.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Let's have a quick look at your road conditions for this hour. And a reminder that all traffic updates on Fresh FM are proudly and safely brought to you by City Police. If you're finding yourself on the road this morning, regardless of where you're finding yourself, it seems like all traffic lights are functioning well. And if you do observe any other changes, it's okay. Send us a voice note on 083-000-1029 and we can alert everyone who is behind a wheel or probably just on the road this morning. So no road closures have been reported or accidents at this point. So please do your part or continue doing your part, making sure that our roads are safe this morning.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report. The freshest hits from yesterday to today on Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 7:52 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, we are talking about a Rehoboth resident who has been left shocked after discovering her missing family dog was allegedly stolen and slaughtered by three strangers. Now, there's a voice note that came in, Shekwan, that has a bit of a different perspective. We may not all agree with it, but it has a different perspective, and it's something that we all need to think about when engaging in this conversation.
Coming from the north, I'm not really surprised. Oh, anyways, good morning. Bye to the Fresh FM breakfast show. Surprised of what happened. But there's no measures that I've put through because my dog is vicious. I don't think any stranger would touch it. Yeah. Or unless maybe they'll shoot it first. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Shekwan?
I mean, I had a vicious dog once upon a time. They poisoned him. And that was the end of it. So there's so many ways on how people can actually get to your dog, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, Moverneen Bush reported her dog, Dalton, missing last week and posted this on social media in an effort to find him. She went from door to door looking for Dalton, only to be confronted by the remains of her dog on a Kapana Braai den on Saturday evening. She and her husband drove to a popular place at Rehoboth where dogs are slaughtered for their meat. However, they did not find Dalton there. While at the same place, a boy asked the couple if they were looking for a dog because he had seen a dog being killed. The boy then took them to a house where Dalton's head was found in a bag. Moverneen?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Please excuse my voice. I have a horrible flu.
Don't worry, Moverneen. I think the whole Namibia is struggling with this annoying influenza. Moverneen, first of all, we are incredibly sorry about your dog and the situation that you had to the ordeal that you had to find out like that, and you find your dog like that. But I can't help but ask, especially considering the fact that you are a resident of Rehoboth. I can't get my head around this word being thrown a lot with this conversation. A popular spot, but ons amal net ken die honde wat daar geslag. Make me understand this. Like, how is this a thing? Like, how do you guys all know? Ek wil net verstaan. Like, how is this a thing?
Oh no, I've not even known about this. Up until that night, and the Namibian got a little bit wrong. It wasn't Saturday, it was Thursday night, because he went missing this morning.
Okay.
It was the same day, yes. We didn't know about these spots existing, so as we went to the area where the people saw him, we were asking around, and it seemed like everybody that's living in the area knows about these places.
Moverneen? I think
we may have lost her. Moverneen. Let's try and get hold of her once again. Let's check out another voice note in the meantime here. from someone out in Wolfish Bay. Let's have a listen. Also, and also, Pearl had a bit of a different view to this while we get hold of Moveneen.
And yes, I've been very upset about the dog that has been slaughtered and all this. But then at the end of the day, I stayed in Rehoboth for 2 years. And, you know, it's so frustrating how the dogs roam around in that town. Like, literally, is the honde in die pad, and you have, jy moet pad gee vir die hond, om uit die pad te kom, om nie die hond raak te stand nie. People just don't care. Hulle los die honde rondloop. Like, I understood this, what's this Doberman, what is die stikhond? Usually a jump the fences, yes, it becomes annoying sometimes because dogs always find a way to get out of the yard. But really, yo, I think the residents of Rehoboth should do more to keep their dogs from the streets, off the streets. So, somehow I blame the owners too.
All right, thank you so much, Pearl. Moveneen, sorry about that. We lost you. It was a bit of a technological issue here. But please continue with your train of thought.
That was the first shock that we had looking for him that night.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that so many people know about this existing, and the way they explain it to you, it's like it's normal.
Yeah, like why are you even stressed and why are you panicking right now? Because it's something that happens and we know about it, so you should be...
Yeah. And I mean, this little boy that came running up and telling us, you know, I saw the dog, we feel today and things. I was looking at him and he cannot be older than maybe 11, 12 years old.
Mm-mm.
And for a child that age, this is already normal.
Exactly, because it's something that they obviously see a lot. So, Moveneen, exactly. if you probably just have to take us back to that day, what has it, is it something that happened on a regular way? Dalton just went missing for maybe a couple of hours, or, you know, you saw him playing with some dogs in the neighborhood, but he still came back home. And what raised alarms to say that something could actually be wrong here, or that he's actually missing?
What happened was, my sons were home. I was out running some errands in town. My husband is at work. And normally in the mornings, because the dogs, they all sleep in the house, especially during the winter.
Yeah.
And so when the boys got up, they opened up the doors. The dogs ran outside. They're playing outside, doing their thing. And after a while, they know, because they're in and out of the house, in and out of the house.
Mm.
And they noticed that Dalton isn't coming in. And you know, like the guy on the voice note said, nobody would come near his dog because it's a vicious dog. Now, Dalton's breed, they're not really vicious dogs. They, I don't think I've ever owned a vicious dog because I've always thought of I have kids. So,
Yeah,
and one of the big reasons why we chose Dalton's breed that time was because our kids were small, and it was just easier for us to rather pick a dog that they can play with than having a dog that's a bit vicious.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, we do suspect that these thieves actually called him from the yard. Because you know, when my boys are now teenagers, while they're cleaning and doing things, they're playing loud music. And so we suspect that they called him from the yard because the guy that bought him from them explained to us that when they loosened the rope after he bought the dog tried running. And they called him back by name.
When you say bought, what do you mean?
The dude that bought Dalton for $70 was.
From whom?
Yes.
From these two suspects.
From the thieves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Moveneen, we've unfortunately run out of time. Just a bit of an update here, Shekwan. Ricardo Kastur and Theodore Itembu were arrested and charged with theft and animal cruelty. Kastur and Itembu appeared in the Rehoboth Magistrates Court and were denied bail, and their case has been postponed to the 31st of July.
Mm.
Moveneen Bush, we thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much,
guys. We are really sorry for what your family experienced. And it's a dog that has been with your family for 8 years,
like
my goodness.
One of your kids at this point, you know.
Yeah, true, that it does end up like that.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate, obviously, for us to have this conversation under the circumstances.
True.
But then also, when we look at it in a different perspective, now that sparks conversation for even other people to just be a little bit more alert with their dogs and pets and so forth, and even the dog that is left with you right now, for us to just really care for them a little bit more. Not to say that you were not, but it was just maybe just a rude awakening. But we're very sorry about it. But thank you so much for your time once again.
Thank you so much, guys. You must have a good day.
All right, you too, and feel better
soon. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. This is a song for December. Whenever.